This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Jim, what's taking place in the grains?
Good morning. We are seeing a little bit of a mixed bag. We got the corn a slightly lower, around about a half cent lower. Wheat's actually trading a couple cents higher across the exchanges. Beans are the laggard right now. We got set beans, which are obviously in delivery, down about 9.5 cents. Nove beans are down about 4 cents, but that is about 7 cents off the overnight low. So a little bit of corrective pressure in the bean market after yesterday's run up.
And with yesterday's price movement to the upside, do you foresee that, Jim, as a good sign for the start of this week, or was that more of just a technical reaction after we move into a new month?
Well, I'm hopeful it is a good sign for the rest of the week, but I think more than anything, it was probably more of a technical reaction to the coming out of the weekend, not a lot of rain. I do think also, Mark, there was a little bit of macroeconomics at play. If you look at it in general, the funds are short the ags, the corn and beans and the wheat. What are they long? They're long the equities, the energies, and the metals. The equities, the energies, and the metals were all weaker. The grains were all a little bit higher. I think what that's showing you is there are some people that chose to come out of a three-day weekend to get lighten up their risk, plain and simple. And I think that has to do with the presidential election, plain and simple. We're about 65 days out. It's going to get very, very ugly, more than likely. A lot of uncertainty, a lot of differences between the different candidates. And when you look at where we're at, a lot of these funds being short grains have obviously been very profitable. Being long the equities in general has been very, very profitable this year. A lot of money's been made. And I think a lot of people have said, hey, look, or at least a handful of people said, I'm going to lighten up. And it's not like it was a couple of years ago, Mark, when you put it to when you went to the sidelines, you didn't get a return. You can go to the sidelines, put it into the money market, and you're going to make 5%.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
December corn up a quarter of a cent at 409 and a half. November soybeans up 1 1/4 at 1013 and a quarter. October soybean meal up 230 at 319.70. October soybean oil up 13 cents at 41.61. On the Merck, October live cattle down 37 cents at 178.90. September feeder cattle down 82 cents at 240.55. October lean hogs up 35 cents at 82.87. Class 3 milk up 9 cents at 22.66. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.